This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Today, dear listeners, I'm thinking about Schrodinger's tree. No, not his cat, his tree. Oh, you're probably familiar with his cat. The question about his tree is this. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, I wasn't there to hear it this couple weeks ago up in Seven Mile Creek, but there was a wet snow and branches were broken and trees fell. There's a big old ponderosa pine in the Grove of the Ancients, and it's been dead now for 6 or 7 years. I've been watching it, hoping it would fall across the creek. More on that in a moment. It did not fall across the creek. It fell uphill and in the process took out very large limb from an oak tree and a number of limbs from a nearby alligator juniper. When a big old tree like that falls in the forest, it creates an opening, a place for new growth to get started. It's all part of the plan, if you think in terms of a plan. So, did it make a sound? The scientist in me says, of course it did. It's just I didn't have a recording device there to catch it. I didn't have to be there. Oh, down limbs and trees scattered around the valley. And downstream from my cabin, a rather large oak fell across the creek bed. Now, oak is great firewood, and there's no shortage of dead oaks that have toppled in recent years on the property. So here's a tree that I will not harvest for firewood. Laying across the stream bed at a nearly right angle, with numerous smaller branches on the upstream side, this tree is going to be a natural gabion, something to slow the flow of the water, collect the sediment and debris and leaf litter that gets washed down during storms, and create a sort of a sponge, a place where water will be slowed. It will percolate a little bit better into the water table. It will provide more soil for the roots of the trees and bushes adjacent to the creek bed. It's a good thing. Not quite as efficient as what beavers can do for a stream, but good enough. So, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound? Oh, I just made a sound about the tree that fell in the forest. I guess we answered that question. Looking forward to seeing you enjoying everything about trees in the forest. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.